Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I'm so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even including having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to shine light on people's innate wisdom of the good stuff, the bad stuff, and all that's in between, and help them be totally present with all of those aspects. So I'm super excited to introduce Tara Sachedina. Now, Tara is the owner and founder of the Studio Phoenix, a social fitness club. Tara's studio is a realization of her philosophies on the mind-body connection and the importance of alignment in all that we do and think. Now, she is constantly learning and growing both her body of knowledge and her knowledge of body. Now, Tara funnels this energy and understanding into helping and connecting with her tribe. Tara's incorporation of mindfulness into everything she does makes her practice and teachings unique and inspiring. One of her biggest missions in life is helping other people realize that their body is amazing, that they are amazing and full of potential, life, and vibrating energy. Well, welcome, Tara. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Oh my goodness. I'm so excited, Wendy. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this is just great. And I just love how you're helping people really fully appreciate their bodies and understand the power of their mind-body connection. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work that you're now doing.
I'm excited to share with you.
And I just have to ask you, Tara, here, what exactly was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own social fitness club?
So it was really just fate, I think. I have always been a connector and a teacher and was teaching at a bar studio and worked really closely with that owner, training her teachers and helping manage just the studio and schedules, that kind of thing. And she was ready to make a change in her life and offered me the opportunity to take over ownership of that studio. Oh. And that was the first step.
Yeah. So the doorway just opened up and you stepped right into it. You were ready.
I was ready and it was perfect timing and everything just lined up the way that it needed to.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I love that. Well, so Tara, how long have you had your business and has your mission or vision evolved during that time?
So we purchased our business in 2014. And aside from my foundation and my core value of just helping people feel better, everything changes, right? There's an ebb and flow to everything. So what I thought was important in 2014 definitely doesn't feel as important as it does now.
Right. Yeah. Times do change. And as you evolve, right? Personally.
Absolutely. There's a growth. And in that growth, you have to give yourself lots of grace to let go so that you can also receive and maybe switch directions or paths if that's what's needed.
So did you change from what this previous owner was doing? Have you changed the focus then?
It's changed a lot, actually. Originally, we were part of a franchise, and then we left the franchise model and developed the studio, a social fitness club. Oh. And the intention and the attention on just people's ability to grow and be in their own body, it's evolved and gotten bigger and more compounded by all of us learning and really growing together. I like to say that we're on the same journey, but each of our paths are uniquely different to where we are right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. It's just kind of embracing the fact that here we are right now, but we're all evolving. So, and with it, your business evolved as well. So that, yeah, that's great. Well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way?
So I would say, yeah, there are challenges and roadblocks at every step. How do you get more clients? How do you retain more clients? Are you giving the best product available? And all of the time trying to stay really rooted in your core values, right? And seeing the roadblock and then seeing, do I need to go over this or is there a way to go around it?
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's kind of the essence of being an entrepreneur, right? Just being in that creative zone and realizing that, hey, this is a, for lack of a better analogy, this is clay that I can mold in any way that I choose based on what I'm feeling and what our ideal clients are needing. So yeah, I love that. It's kind of ties in with the previous question of how your business has evolved.
Absolutely. And that analogy is really great as well. Wendy, like, if I get so set on making a bowl and the bowl's just not turning out and it actually needs to be a box, can I switch and make that change?
Right. So how have you stayed with this problem solving mode? Oh, how do I get more clients? How do I do this? Have there been any techniques that have allowed you to solve your own questions, if you will?
Yes and no, right? I don't know all of the things and I am really good at a set of specific things and not really good and then don't even like some of the other things. So right. That ability to flex and to stretch when and where you need to, but also most importantly, being able to ask for help when you don't know or when you're just not sure.
Right. Yeah, that's sometimes a difficult thing to do for a few of us that like to think that asking for help means it's weakness, right?
Absolutely. And as a business owner, right, you have kind of this like image that you think, well, now I own this business. I should be able to do all of these things and I should know all of these things. And it's that's a stressor that's just, I think, very common as entrepreneurs and also one that can really just weigh you down very quickly.
Right. Yeah. And there's that need to just, well, I can figure this out. I'll just figure this out myself. But unfortunately, that's kind of the slow path.
Right. How much time does that take? And Time is everything, right?
Everything.
Holy cow.
Right. And the impact that you're making with the people that you're working with. And obviously, you know, you're an expert at helping people really shift their mindset from what I'm understanding and embrace a whole new appreciation of their bodies. But I'm curious, though, talking about different aspects of your business, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
I mean, honestly, it's my most frustrating aspect. Maybe not the most, but one of them.
It right? tops like, the as list,
a,
okay.
Right, it's top two. As a teacher, I'm the creator. I'm the connector. I'm the let's talk and see what this feels like in your body. And right. Then I get into this other side and it's almost just like switching a light off and having to go into a different room. And where do you get new clients, especially now, right? And then how do you show value for those clients in a totally different environment than maybe what they're used to, not just coming to a studio for a physical in-person class, but how do I give the okayness for somebody to try that from their house? Mm-hmm. So evolving through that sales process, number one, acknowledging that sales has never been my favorite thing. And now it's a totally different arena that I'm trying to play in. You're super just like, holy crap.
Right. Yeah. And it's its own skill set. I mean, you're totally not alone in your feeling about selling being just something that is not natural, because it truly is a skill set. You might have been born with a certain personality, but that doesn't mean that, oh, if I'm outgoing and love people, that I'm going to be great at selling. No, selling is its own skill set. And it's just a matter of acquiring those skills. It's kind of like riding a bike, right? We weren't born instantly knowing how to ride a bike, but once you learn, then it becomes natural. So what I'm hearing you say is just this whole switch because of COVID, now having to work in maybe some different logistics. You had a social fitness club. I'm guessing that now it's not It's not a place where people can go. They're doing this work in their homes. And so trying to get clear here. So your question is really how to bring the value in the work that you're doing within this new parameter of not being able to go to a social fitness club, or can you help me just make sure I understand
what the question is? Yeah, absolutely. The question is exactly that. How do I get new people? The pandemic has happened and the closure of our physical space, we literally haven't gained one new client. And so that's devastating in and of itself, right? In a normal world where you have a brick and mortar, I can open the doors and people can come in. Right. And in this virtual world now that we're all living in, how do you find that, or what avenues do you approach to get new people in? And it is totally different. Before, there was a space for people to go and we would talk and hang out and we would have class and there's more talking and more hanging out. Right. And now creating that sense still of being connected when we're physically distant has been a big learning curve for all of us, myself and my other teachers. Mm-hmm. And I think we've done a really fantastic job with it. I don't want to be super dramatic, but like really a lifeline for people in feeling still connected in such a crazy time.
Right. Yeah. And that right there is one of the huge benefits. You just hit on what a top of mind challenge is for so many people is, how do I stay connected? How do I have that feeling of energy that I gain from just sharing an experience with somebody else, and then really work to clarify a message that conveys how your facility, your program, even though everybody's not convening in one location, we're still recreating that through specific techniques to turn a portion of your home into that zone of connecting mind to body. And it comes down to really getting clear on, first off, who your ideal client is. You know, when you had the physical space, well, it might have been people that just conveniently were in the area. Well, now it's a sea of the internet. It's worldwide, which is exciting, but it's a sea of,
and a little overwhelming at the same time.
It's overwhelming
because I'm not the only person trying to do it.
Right. Yeah, that's why I'm saying it's a sea of opportunities and, you know, overload for people to choose. And the way that you have that beacon in the night situation is that you get very clear on who your ideal client really is. What is super important to them? What are they struggling with that really they're not finding solutions through a book? They're not finding solutions through, you know, grabbing a cup of coffee with somebody and sitting 6 feet apart. They're not really finding that solution with doing a home workout routine. That's not it. They're still empty. They're still not there. What are their top of mind challenges and desires, and what words do they use to describe those? And then the flip side of this is getting very clear on how your social fitness club provides these very specific ways to meeting with those top of mind challenges and desires in a whole new energy based on your expertise that is just mind altering. You know, it's transformational. And so how do we gain clarity around that message? And that's really when it comes down to brainstorming with your partner and really spending some just creative time to throw down just a ton of ideas. Make it a goal to put down 3 sheets of just phrases or descriptions. Here's what our ideal client struggles with. Here's what they want. Here's what we provide. Here's how we can make the best out of the fact they don't have to get in their car and come down here. How can we help them recreate this in their home and just kind of bridge those gaps through a message? And then how to get that message out there? Obviously, social media is the least expensive way because you can create a post that resonates, that has some of this language that turns into that beacon in the night for people that are just strolling through the social media and they come across your post. You know, I could go really deep on this, but for the purposes of this time constraint, hopefully that provides a little bit of clarity in that you just have to get really clear about your ideal client, what their top of mind challenges, desires are in their own words, align that with how this whole COVID thing has actually made your work even more impactful because people are searching for that social connection. They are searching for clarity. They are searching for a new mind-body connection that's been a wake-up call for so many people.
It has been definitely an opportunity for huge growth and tons of learning, which not everybody wants or thinks that they want or needs.
Right. They want some levity, some light.
Yes, absolutely. And those are great tips. Thinking about like the words that my clients would use or my ideal client, because then when I use those words, I magnetize towards those people. Mm-hmm. And exactly. Kind of knowing that like not everybody's ready for what I have to offer when they come around me. And that's okay.
Yeah, right. They aren't ready.
Yeah.
And just again, that analogy, I love that analogy of just be the beacon in the night, that bright light that attracts them to a safe zone, to a you know, like you said, you don't want to be heavy with this. You want to be, it's going to be fun. It's going to be connected. We're going to have some great experiences. Oh, that's what I'm craving right now.
Yes.
So
yes, absolutely.
We've been talking a lot about the COVID pandemic. Are there any other ways that this pandemic has impacted the work that you're doing?
I mean, hugely. We closed our physical doors and have been teaching from home. So for us to be able to shift from teaching in person with group classes to now just teaching to a screen, right? And how do you make that connection still feel really authentic? And we have done an exceptional job with it. Also, you know, I had wanted to do online classes and I wanted to do video on demand, but I didn't have the right equipment and the time wasn't right. And I had built up all of these excuses.
Right.
And then the universe was like, well, how about now? And
right.
So, you know, then we did it and we're like, oh, that wasn't nearly as hard as what I thought it was going to be, which is really the way most things are, right? It's hard when we think about it in our brains, when we project and we storytell around this thing that we haven't approached yet or this thing that we're dreading. And then the minute you just flip the beacon on, right, and start to shine light into what it is that you're worrying or obsessing over, everything gets easier.
Right. And you stop the negative energy and just step into that entrepreneurial, okay, let's solve this. Let's do this. What's available?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's great. Yeah, so I love that.
It's been teaching and learning curve for us, teaching and learning curve for my teachers, and teaching and learning curve for all of our students.
Yes.
And just acknowledging that for all of us. And this can feel hard for me today. And the more I practice it, the better I'm going to get at it. And that's not just for me. That's for every single person doing anything.
That definitely is powerful wisdom right there. Absolutely. Well, Tara, how do you work with people who really want to gain that powerful new alignment between their minds and bodies so that they can live in a much more energized way? Can you share a little bit more about Studio Phoenix and the powerful work that you're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. We are still doing live group classes. So it's via Zoom and the teachers are looking at you and they're talking to you and giving you feedback as we move through a physical class. Each of our classes incorporate lots of breath awareness, which helps to calm the nervous system or even energize the nervous system. Every class offers a minute at the end of class just for seated reflection. And we have several different types of group fitness classes that we offer live. We also have video recorded classes if our timing schedule doesn't work for you. Mm-hmm. And then I also do private one-on-one programs and coaching.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's really robust. You offer so much in terms of just different ways that you're serving people.
That's fantastic. And additionally, we do social hour, happy hours. We're in a challenge right now. And there's been like every other day, a different media challenge. So maybe like flexibility or mobility or cooking, you know, just everything that we can think of that would keep us connected to people outside of the four walls of our house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fantastic. It sounds like you've really created an immersive experience for people to connect. And you know, like you said, just make that mind-body connection in a way that is really energizing and fulfilling. So, wow, that's fantastic. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
I mean, first and foremost, I would check us out on social media. We have platforms on Facebook and Instagram, and our handle for the Studio Phoenix is @thestudioPHX. And that's for both Facebook and Instagram. Start there, right? Look at our pictures, see our messages, see if it resonates with you. And if it does, send a direct message to me, and I would love to do a just kind of consultation half hour phone call with anybody who's interested in finding out more ways and how to connect just mind, body, and spirit kind of all together.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. So on the social platforms, Facebook and Instagram, it's at the at sign, correct?
Correct.
And then the Studio PHX, right?
That's correct. Yep.
The Studio then, Phoenix PHX.
Yep. And we, okay. Yep. We also have a website, and it's www.thestudiophoenix, this time spelt out, phoenix.com.
Okay. Fantastic. So can they grab the 30-minute consult off your website too, or is that just through messaging on Facebook or Instagram?
The best way would be to just direct message through either Facebook or Instagram, because okay. That'll come straight to me, and then you can get a complimentary 30-minute consult.
Okay, fantastic. So that's www.thestudiophoenix.com, and that's spelled Phoenix as the city.
Yes.
Or on the socials, Facebook and Instagram, The Studio Phoenix, abbreviated PHX. All right.
That's correct.
Fantastic. Well, Tara, you've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom, but if I could tap on you one last time here during our interview, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with, let's say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
I think the biggest thing I could say is don't give up. Know that everything changes, and just because you have this picture in your mind and how to get there, and then things change, you have to be open to the fact that maybe just the road takes a curve or a turn, and it's right. still getting me in that same direction. So give yourself love and grace to be open to receive, but also to be really flexible with your true passion and seeing where you need to make shifts and adjustments, because they're happening all the time and they'll never stop.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. Yeah, I love that, because sometimes we think that it's going to go a certain way and that would be the best way, and all of a sudden it's not working out that way. And then that's when really the self-doubts start entering. Maybe I shouldn't be doing this. Maybe it's not working out. And what you're advising is to just take a step back, maybe flex, be flexible, look at a different outlet. So yeah, I love that. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah, very awesome. So, well, Tara, it's just been so great getting to hear about your journey from when you were working as a lead trainer and manager, and given this opportunity to really step into business ownership. You took that on full force and have created this really impactful work that you're now doing, helping people live more energized, meaningful lives through fully connecting with the power of their mind-body relationship. I really, really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on today's show.
It was such an honor. Thank you for having me and asking questions and just sharing some energy with me. I appreciate it, Wendy.
Yeah, this has been great. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Tara Sacchedina at any of the social platforms, Facebook or Instagram, through the handle The Studio Phoenix, PHX, or her website, thestudiophoenix.com. All right. And for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Or are you shrugging off the lost sale by saying, well, they just weren't my ideal client? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Tara Sacchedina. And as always, here's to your success.